Good morning, everyone. My name is KJ from McCain House Church. Let's now open up the One app and I'll start us with the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, there are storms in my life right now. Help me not to look at them, but look to you and take courage. I need to hear your reassuring voice today, Lord. Please also help me not to be a slave of sin, but of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will now be watching a video that takes us through Mark 6, 45 to 56.
Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well.
Great. I will now read their devotion. There is a big contrast between the previous text and the text for today. Jesus had fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish, still leaving 12 baskets full. The disciples were greatly puzzled by the incident, and because of that, Jesus walked on water towards them while they were struggling in the stormy sea. The episode had depicted to us that the disciples were bewildered and disconcerted by Jesus' action. They could not comprehend, for they were foolish and stubborn. On the contrary, the people who gathered by the lake of Gennesaret went to Jesus earnestly and brought to him the sick because they believe in Jesus. Who do you think Jesus is? Do you also feel the same way as the disciples? Or do you say you would seek his help ardently? I will now move on to reading Romans 6, 15 to 23. What then? Are we to sin because we're not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Just reflecting on just the two scriptures that we read from Mark and Romans today, I was just thinking about the Mark scripture, and, you know, it says the disciples were utterly astounded when they saw Jesus, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. This also reminded me just of how important it is like to have a childlike heart and have faith in Jesus, even in areas where we don't understand. And if I reflect back on that, there were also moments in my life where I didn't understand why certain things were happening. And in some of those moments, I recall my heart was also hardened. And in those moments, I forgot to trust him. I forgot to, remember his goodness. In every single incident, God was always there and he always redeemed every situation. Also, I pray that we won't lose sight of his goodness and we're able to continue to fix our eyes on him. So let's now move to worship. Wesley will be leading us this morning.
child of God. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Thank you, Wesley. I'll read the closing prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for school children, especially those who have been adversely affected by the disruption of school life in 2020. We pray for extra grace upon school teachers and supporting staff. May you grant them the added gift of patience as well as a renewed love for their pupils. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move on to the community prayer. Let's first lift up our community members who are going through cancer, as well as chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's now move on to praying for members of our church who are going through illness and salvation. Let's pray for people who are going through various infirmities. Let's pray for people on this list who are looking for jobs. Now let's move into pray for SP. Let's pray for your mission focus. Let's pray for the Missions Council. Let's move on and pray for local outreach. Let's pray and lift up SP Fam. Let's pray for the various Friday night gatherings at SP. Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting today. Let's lift up Hong Kong and pray for Hong Kong. Great. I'll close us in prayer. Thank you, God, for being with us this morning. We pray that we will be able to fix our eyes and continue to remember to have faith in you in our day to day. We just, we just pray for all the devotion and the prayers that were lifted today. We just seal this with your sanctified blood. In Jesus' name we pray. We praise you. Amen. Thank you for joining.